Today is Friday, June 18th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I just got finished doing the preliminary pass of the Pride 48 July 2021 schedule. Daniel and I are going to work on it together, but I was trying to get a jump on it, and technically the registration does not end until midnight tonight, I suppose, or 11:59. But we've got enough entries in that I felt pretty confident going ahead and getting started on it. And then I emailed Daniel and I said, okay, I did a first pass, take a look at it and fix, you know, change anything you want to. Because we'll go back and forth a couple of times, but actually, this is interesting. I know you guys are going to find this super interesting. I've never done the schedule. So I'm sure Fatty, most of the time Fatty did it. And Daniel helped. Or maybe at the beginning, Daniel did it and Fatty. I don't know. But I just feel like most of the time it was Fatty. In the past couple of years, I've just given a spreadsheet to Fatty and said, here, make this work. But I am pleased that the first pass, I was able to give everyone their first choice except for three. And the ones that I gave their second choice, they seemed to be fine with their first or their second. So hopefully, you know, and like I said, I'm sure we'll make some changes and we'll swap some stuff around. Oh, I just hit my microphone. But my goal is to send out, once we have it done, to send out an email to all of the podcasters to let them know what slot they got. And yeah, so that's exciting. I'm going to have a really busy weekend, and so I thought, well, I want to get a jump on this, get it started, and then we can email back and forth, and we can text and stuff and make changes and tweak it, but we can have at least a basis to get started. Also, I'm feeling really organized right now because at work, oh, here we go, Adam's talking. I should have a stinger for when I'm talking about work, but at work, I've been discussing a lot with my management about, you know, all of my decisions being data-based and showing that. So not going off of gut instinct, which I have a habit of doing because I'm, you know, I have a breadth of experience that I draw on. But, you know, and so I've been, today I at work, I built a product feature prioritization matrix. And to put all of the Q3, the third quarter stuff, and then give a weight and a value to how much ROI is there going to be in this feature and how much, you know, how much value is it going to bring to the customer and how hard is it going to be to implement this thing and like all this kind of stuff. And then you just guess, you just kind of randomly put numbers in there after talking to people. You're like, hey, developers, how hard is this going to be to build? And then they're like, oh, probably a 3 out of 5, and you'd put that in there. But then when you go to management, you can say, oh, look, management, here's my lovely prioritized list. I have numbers. I've communicated with all the teams. Everyone's agreed on this, yada, yada. So there's another use for a spreadsheet. So I guess I was feeling very productive and spreadsheety, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and do that because this weekend is so busy. So I have no idea where I was in talking about the week yesterday, and I did not go back and listen to anything. So, you know, it is what it is. I think I talked to you guys mostly about building the bot for, it's interesting, actually. I figured out what was wrong with the bot because there had been a problem with it when I deployed it. And then this morning I looked and there was not a post for Big Fatty Online. And I said, oh, but wait a minute. I know he religiously posts his show, so there has to be something wrong with the bot. And I had actually, well, basically I turned it off accidentally when I went to bed. And so that was the only problem, was that I had turned it off. So did you turn it off and back on again? I mean, that's not really what I did, but that's the easiest way to describe it, is I turned it off. So that's what you're getting. Basically, well, do I even want to describe it? I logged into the server and started it manually, and then I didn't start it in an unattended fashion. So when I closed my laptop and closed the connection to the server, the application stopped running. There you go. So anyway, so I don't, you know, nothing has really happened. Mark and I, so I'll give a St. Thomas update though. We have to get either a negative COVID test 5 days before we arrive, no more than 5 days before we arrive in St. Thomas, or we have to have an antibodies test. And I was kind of nervous about the antibodies test because I was like, oh, what if I don't develop any, what if I didn't develop any antibodies for some reason? And, you know, I'm not really immune. And then I get back those results and I'm like, oh, I'm not really immune. My body rejected the vaccine or something. I don't know. I'm just crazy. Well, I'm not crazy, but I have idiosyncrasies. We'll say it that way. And so I just, you know, I'm a hypochondriac and I worry about things and and I'm like, oh no, now I hate tests, any kind of test that you're going to get back a result. I hate it. Cause you know, in this case, I want to be positive for antibodies, but you know, in most cases, when you go, like, let's say you go to get an STD test or something, you want to be negative. And I always think, oh my God, I'm going to, you know, and I'm worried about it until the results come in, and it's just crazy. But I mean, I could go for some ridiculous test that I had no, you know, early onset diabetes or something. Like, I don't think there's any way that I have that. But if I had to go get a test for early onset diabetes, I would be so scared that I was going to have to stop eating 7-Up cakes on the weekend. I mean, I would be so scared. So it doesn't matter. I don't do well with medical tests. So bottom line is, we need to do the antibodies test because Mark's like, well, I think we need to do both. And he said, I don't know why you're so freaked out. You just need to do it. But if you don't want to, whatever, do you boo boo, but I'm going to do this. So he found a place to do it. So we went, and I'm excited about going on the trip. I'm not excited about getting blood drawn because, again, I do not like needles and I don't like medical tests. The vaccine was super simple because it was a tiny little needle and it didn't really hurt at all. So, and I was able to look away. Now, when they draw blood, I know they use some kind of like cavernous, big, huge PVC pipe looking needle that they jab in your, they're like, oh God, I got to find a vein. Oh, it's going to be so horrible. And then I have the time between getting the blood drawn and getting the results that I have to worry about my results. Oh my God, what if it's the wrong result? I'm also not too excited about going and getting the actual COVID test. I mean, what if I have COVID and I didn't even know? They're like, you can't go to St. Thomas. I'm so ridiculous, folks. I'm absolutely ridiculous, but I don't like any of it. I don't want to do it. This is what I want to happen. And it probably won't happen this way, but I would love it if I never had to go to the doctor, I never had to go to the dentist, I never had to get any medical testing at all, and then one day I just drop dead. No, you know, no lead up, no nothing, just boom, I'm gone. Or I go to sleep and then I don't wake up. That would be perfect for me. Now, maybe not for everyone around me. I was thinking the other day, This is going to be so much for people to pick apart when they're, you know, reviewing my mental status and listening to this. But I was thinking the other day, well, what if I did drop, like, you know, I don't go to the doctor. I don't get these regular checkups. What if I'm on the verge of a heart attack and Mark and I are out walking and I just like have a heart attack right there on the path? Our enemies walk past us as I'm having a heart attack. They don't even look because they don't care about us. They don't even move. But I have a heart attack. Mark is traumatized. He doesn't know what to do. And then I'm causing all this pain and stress on him because I didn't know I was going to have a heart attack. And then I started worrying about that. It's like, oh my God, what if we're walking and I have a heart attack? But we're going to St. Thomas. Woohoo! So we scheduled, anyway, today at lunch we scheduled, and Monday I'm going to get my blood drawn and have this antibodies test. And if that comes back positive, which is what we want, you know, and you assume it will because I had the vaccine, I've had both shots, then we're good to go. We don't need a negative test. We only need the antibodies test. So we can just do that one test. But we'll probably do both just to be safe. So we have, you know, both of them to rely on. Apparently, if we wanted to go to the British Virgin Islands, that they do require a negative COVID test. You can't just do the antibodies test for them. And so if we decided to try to sneak a day in the British Virgin Islands, we would need to have the negative test as well. So I don't know. We will see, but we're probably going to do both of them, and I'm just going to grin and bear it. And yeah, so this weekend is going to be really busy, and I'll obviously talk about all of that on Monday. But just to kind of lay it out for you guys, we have a jam-packed weekend. It feels like it's already Monday because of how busy our weekend is going to be. So as per usual, I'm recording Mix Minus tonight. In the morning, because of how busy our day is going to be and how hot it's been recently, we need to get up at 8 a.m. and do our walk. And then I need to mow the lawn from 9 to noon. Because that'll be a cooler part of the day, kind of. And that's the only time I've got to do it. And then at noon, we're going to have to go do our restaurant of the week because that's the only time we have to do that. Then we need to go shop for a Father's Day present and a birthday present for a friend. Then we're going to do our grocery shopping, bring everything back home, unpack, and then we've got to immediately go to a birthday party because the Filipino parties have started back now that everyone's vaccinated. So we're doing that, and then we'll be there all night or, you know, until it ends, and then come home and go to bed. And then Sunday morning, I've got to prepare because we're having my stepdad over for Father's Day for lunch. So then we'll have that. And then, and I don't know how long they're going to hang out, 2 or 3 hours probably. Then we'll be done. So I guess we do get Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening free, but it's going to be a really busy time. Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there. I'm only a doggy father. I'm not sure if that counts. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.